This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, ballots heading out in the mail for the November general election. You knew that. And we're talking to a lot of candidates, both for offices around Douglas County and statewide and regionally as well. Our first opportunity to talk to Brett Cecil, Democratic candidate for House District 1. Brett, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Kyle. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
I live in Port Arthur, Curry County, out along the southwest Oregon coast. I moved here from California about 5 years ago when I was planning on doing some retiring, but little did I know I wouldn't be retiring. So I moved here with some friends that are a little older than myself who have some acreage that needed some help with their property. And I had just moved off of my property doing the same thing, where I had a small chicken farm and a goat ranch. And unfortunately, one of my friends ended up getting sick and passing away. So I'd been living on their property in my RV because I was unable to find housing here in Port Orford when I came out to live with them. So at that point, I moved myself into town in Port Orford and became a little bit more familiar with people on the ground in the community and those of us that live in our RV as our housing option, our housing choice. So at that point, I ended up getting involved with some folks here in town that were trying to reach out, and COVID happened during this period too. And so there were people trying to reach out and get services and find ways to survive during the time of COVID. And at that very same time, I was elected as the chair of Curry County Democrats. And I started attending county boards of commissioner meetings and city council meetings, just looking for any way that I could help people find a way to make ends meet during that time, to help them find vaccine sites and ways to be vaccinated and to maintain or improve their health. And this also brought to my mind and my attention that our representation is a bit lacking, especially out in some of our rural areas. So I decided when the time came back in March, and I was encouraged by a few different people to run for the seat for state representative in the first district. So that was how I got involved in this. I decided that if I wanted to complain about the representation that I had or didn't have, the best way for me to come up with a solution is to get involved. And little did I think that I would be a state representative, but I'm working on that right now.
So when you were down in California, what kinds of things were you involved in career-wise then?
I've worked as a personal fitness instructor. But early on in my career, I worked in a hospital doing more administrative work. I was a medical transcriber and a medical records technician. I worked with our pathology lab as well, doing transcription there and assisting the pathologists in doing their work behind the scenes. But that required me to be familiar with a computer system that maybe some of your listeners have heard of, Wang Computers. It's been a really long time ago. But there was a local aerospace company, Northrop Grumman is what they're known as now. It was Northrop at the time. And at the time, it was a secret project, now the B-2 bomber. And I was hired on to do technical documents and word processing and computer operations with them. And from there, I moved into movie industry, doing more backgrounds for shows and questionnaires, getting out and doing market and research analysis for all the major studios with a private company. So those are some of my backgrounds, but the one thread that carries through all of those careers for me was my computer background and having some knowledge there.
So did you have any interest or involvement in politics while you were in California?
I always swore that I would never hold elected office. My mind changed once I came here to Oregon, because now I've made this my home, and I really care about where I live, and I see how people on the ground can really struggle to make ends meet and to have their needs met. And I would like to represent my fellow district people, the fellow citizens in the first district, represent them in Salem. I constantly am meeting people who are really smart and intelligent, who know the ins and outs of lots of things that affect all of us, but they don't have the, I don't know if I want to say bravery, but don't have the place or the wherewithal to step forward and have their voice heard. I'm willing to be that voice for them.
So what top issues would you be focused on if you were elected as a state representative?
I think that we all deserve to live in towns where our neighbors, we and our neighbors, all have access to affordable homes and safe schools, quality child care, accessible health care, and that should include reproductive and mental health services. And we need to support our local businesses and insist on the availability of clean air and water, along with supplying a trained and educated workforce. Because our future and the future of our towns and our neighbors and our kids all depend on those things.
And what are some of the skills that you feel like you bring to the table that would help you in Salem?
I think more than anything, the time that I spent working in personal training and fitness instruction gave me an opportunity to learn to communicate with people one-on-one and really figure out what their personal needs are, and not just to have them regurgitate to me what their needs are, but to be able to assess out of what they're telling me and come up with some ideas to help fill in the blanks in places where they may not even know that they have a need. So that's one of the skills I think that is best suited for me in working in Salem.
Now, obviously, the last couple of years with the legislature, there was a long period of time where most, if not everything, was virtual, and now there's a big capital construction project going on that's impacting things as well. But have you had an opportunity, either in person or virtually online, to watch the legislature during any of the sessions?
Not virtually, I have not. I have had the opportunity to see the Capitol in person while it's under construction. That's quite a project going on there. But mostly I've gotten my information about the legislature in reading about bills and issues that come out from some of them from different lobbying organizations, what their wants and needs are and what they're asking the legislature to do. So I'm a little bit more informed on the grassroots side and not necessarily directly in the legislature.
Now, what about as you approach this and look at state government, are there areas of change that you think should take place?
My biggest concern right now is I personally don't feel like I'm all that well represented. And it's what I was alluding to when I was talking about getting involved with some of our local governments here. I hear people make presentations and bring up really good ideas, and they seem to fall on deaf ears. I'd really like to work on making sure that the representation is not just one way, that when that good idea comes to me as a representative, that I take it to Salem. But at the same time, once something's done with those ideas or those requests, that that's turned around and something happened back downstream to the citizens that pointed out that need on this end, on the downhill side of that issue. So I want to work at being a representative on a two-way street, not just a one-way street. I just personally have found that my own representative that I have here and my opponent is someone in the 5 years I've lived in Port Orford, and we live on the same street, but I've never met him and really never had any interaction with him until just a couple of months ago once we started our general election process.
When you look at the legislature, how things are set up, are there particular committees that you would be hoping to be assigned to?
I definitely would like to work in healthcare, work in committees that deal with healthcare and deal with our land conservation and water usage and land use, I think are places where I have some expertise. Not only did I own a little farm when I lived in Ukiah, California, but I did live on some acreage there, and I did have some issues where I did some building and some development, not only on that land, but some other city properties too. So I do have a little bit of insight as to how the levers work to accomplish housing, which is something that we need along our coast here.
All right, got to take a break. More when we come back. Brett Cecil, Democratic candidate for House District 1. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245, inside Douglas County, News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming at 1. Umpqua Valley Live at 4. Be listening to hear the Umpqua Singers live. Also, we're going to do an interview with blues artist ZZ Ward and hear her new release, that and more, on Umpqua Valley Live this afternoon. On Mondays, Inside Douglas County, Jim Little and Bill Duncan will be in to talk about the non-binding ballot measure regarding services at the Roseburg VA. And Brett Cecil, Democratic candidate for House District 1, on with us now. As we take a look at a number of things going on, you talk about coming up from California, getting involved in things in Port Orford. As you are a relative newcomer to the state, do you see differences as a Democrat between being a rural Democrat and some of your fellow Democrats in more the urban metro areas?
Absolutely. There are certainly different ways that we approach things. One of the things that I'm finding a little bit fascinating here in rural Oregon is how to communicate with other people. You know, not all of us live on a street that you can walk up and ring a doorbell and have a conversation with someone. Many of us live down half mile or quarter long driveways down a dirt road for a couple miles. So reaching out to people and making contact with them is really different here. So I'm spending a lot of time using newspaper and radio to reach out to people, as well as postcarding and phone calling. So that's one of the differences that I've learned politically here, being in the rural part of the state. I'm also a member of a rural caucus of the state Democratic Party of Oregon. And it's something that we focus on, is how to get our message out to people in our more rural areas and to work on issues that apply directly to us, and maybe not so much for someone who lives in a bigger city, a little bit more northward in the state.
Do you feel like between urban and rural Democrats, there are any differences on some of the issues?
Oh, I don't think that we vary too far on issues. I really don't.
Now, what about, I'm curious about the reaction to your campaign. You talked about some folks kind of pushing you that direction. You've been out there for a while. You won the primary. Now in the general election, what are you hearing around, especially around your community?
Oh, I'm hearing that people are really interested in housing. We've got to find ways to improve that. We've also got to improve our water systems. In the city where I live, in Port Orford, you can't get a water connection. So how are you going to build a new place for anybody to live if you can't connect to the water? Because our water system needs dire help. And that's infrastructure money that's coming to us from the federal government and through the state government down to our local areas. And this is something I want to make sure continues to happen. I know some of that money has been set aside already. Housing and health care. And that health care includes reproductive and mental health services, not just to go in and have a stubbed toe or a broken finger fixed up or to get your annual checkup, but all the wraparound services that go with good health care. Because if we don't have healthy people, our businesses won't have healthy employees that can support their businesses. It's kind of all of a big round robin. We've got to work all those angles.
And what about a reaction to you being the candidate? How are folks reacting?
People have been really supportive. I think mainly they're surprised that we have a Democratic candidate or nominee at this point. Because for so long that seat seems to run unopposed, or someone who hasn't really quite gotten into the process of being elected to a seat.
And
so one of the things that I'm looking at, if I can interrupt you on
sure.
that, Kyle, one of the things that I'm paying really close attention to, free and fair elections are right at the top of the ticket for me personally, along with leveling the political playing field through campaign finance reform. Our ballots are not exams. There's no right answer. And I hear from a lot of people when I talk to them, they ask me, who should I vote for? What should I vote for? I want to pick the right person. It's completely up to the voter to decide who that right person is and what the right issues are for them. So we do have to get involved in our elections and pay attention to the things that are going on. It's more important that we all come together at this time to protect all of our freedoms. So I just want to make sure that Oregonians understand that they have the best, safe, accessible, and secure means of casting their vote, and that their vote is their voice. Remain silent only allows someone else to speak in your place. So I've had some people say, oh, well, you know, my husband's a Republican and I'm a Democrat. We can't allow each other's voice. But your ballot is your opportunity to let us know what your values are so that we can work on making sure that legislation supports what your not only needs, but your values are, what you want to see moving forward into the future.
As you... As you've watched the process here with the legislature, do you feel like it's been essentially both parties don't seem to cooperate with each other very well?
I expect there's going to be some, I don't like to call it infighting, but some arguing to try and get to a yes. I personally, looking at all of the measures that are going to be on the ballot, and measure 113 I'm finding is an interesting one. At first I kind of thought, maybe I don't want to go in that direction if I'm going to be a legislator. But at the same time, I don't think I should be able to interrupt the process of legislating by walking out. And I know my opponent and some of his friends in the Republican Party did walk out during a session, and that left a lot of really important legislation on the table that now we're going to have to pick up again here in the spring. So I'm pledging to not walk out, but I'll show up for work, and I am voting yes on that Measure 113.
If you were elected, what would you do just as soon as possible? What are kind of the top priorities as you begin?
I got to get my committee assignments, and I've got to start seeing who my best friends are going to be in the legislature. Because I'm going to have to work with other people. I'll be the freshman. So I don't know necessarily that I'm going to get to make all the choices and pick all the people, but I'm going to have to learn to work with other people and find out who the people are that can get the job done and work on some of these issues that my district constituents want: housing, health care, and they want clean, fresh air and water so that they can survive and not have to worry about being sick from their own environment.
Now, in the rural areas, obviously the district landmass is bigger. District 1 certainly encompasses a wide area. How have you done it getting familiar with the inland area over here in the sections of Douglas County that you'd represent?
Well, first off, I do have some Democratic friends that live in Douglas County. The Douglas County Democrats have been really good about inviting me to the county fair and making sure I get out to some of the street fairs and activities that go on there. And they put together a number of meet and greets, which are always open to anybody who's willing to come. And then folks like you who have radio shows that invite me so that I can get my voice heard by other people. Coos County is a close neighbor for me as well. But as you mentioned, the geography is huge. So I pretty much run from just north of Mount Bandon Dunes, if anyone's familiar with that golfing area in Coos County, all the way to the California border to the south. And then from the coast all the way over to Winston and Green and Looking Glass in that area just west of I-5 in Douglas County. So Remote and Bridge, Myrtle Point and Coquille, those are all part of this district. And I think they get overlooked mainly because of their geography. But thanks to the people that have been supporting my campaign financially, I've been able to afford the gasoline to get out and meet people in these areas. And I plan on continuing to meet people in these areas until the election's over and then far into the future. Because as I mentioned, representation to me is something that's really important. And we did do a lot of virtual during COVID, and it's how I've learned to campaign and to work with other people in my own party. And I'm vowing and pledging to continue having at least annual meetings, town hall meetings in all of these little places, if not virtually, in person, so that I can meet who the constituents are and hear their voices in person as much and as often as possible.
Just about out of time as we wrap up. How can people get connected with you social media-wise or otherwise?
I do have a page on Facebook, Elect Brett Cecil. I have a website where they can reach me, www.brettcecil.com. Those are probably the best ways to reach me at this point.
All right, Brett Cecil, Democratic candidate for State Representative, House District 1. Brett, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Thank you, Kyle.
1257 Inside Douglas County, News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside. inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.